What's up, gentlemen? This is Rising Phoenix Podcast, a podcast about how to rise up after your divorce. I'm your host, divorce coach, Michael Rhodes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 141. This is going to be a solo episode, and I'm going to focus on week four of my coaching program entitled Connecting Dots to the Past. This is not going to cover the program in terms of assignments and things of that nature. It's simply going to cover the content of that week, why I picked it, the importance of it, and things of that nature. I felt that this was an appropriate episode due to some of the postings I've been seeing lately in the Facebook group. And so I have some things that I could probably talk about and some things I could cover, but I want to just dive into it. This is about the seventh or eighth time I've tried to record this episode this evening. I am fucking tired. It's been a long fucking life, and I'm just going to jump into this. So, as I said, it's entitled Connecting Dots to the Past. And I think as we go through this process and we start looking at ourselves and we're asking all these questions and we're reflecting and we're trying to understand ourselves, and we're also sort of trying to combat some of the more vicious things that are felt and said, even sometimes in the beginning of this process. You know, we're really down on ourselves. All of our negative traits and actions sort of rise to the surface, and we're left sort of feeling like we're worthless, right? We're pieces of shit, and we're told that, and obviously that's reinforced by somebody leaving. And so when we're doing all this introspection and looking and honestly beating ourselves up, it's important for us to be able to stop, take a step back, and try and understand where some of these behaviors came from. And so I'll use myself as an example. I was thinking about this and I was trying to think of an example of, you know, how to make this, explain this. But I think the best is to just, as I usually do, just use myself. I was a really poor communicator for a lot of my marriage, like very poor, and especially poor when my feelings were hurt. And they could have been hurt for various reasons, and they could have been valid hurts. Well, I think they're all valid, but it also could have been misunderstandings or just circumstances. And so when my feelings would get hurt, when I would get angry and I would shut down, I wouldn't talk. There were weeks, maybe even months, where I wouldn't speak to her, in a direct way. And it, you know, reflecting back, it's a very childish behavior, but I didn't know any better. But when I stepped back and I sort of thought about and reflected, like, why did I behave in this manner? And of course I went back to my childhood. This is where everything stems from. There are very few issues, I would say, there are very few issues in your life that you struggle with that don't stem from your childhood. And I say this all the time, we are fallible humans raised by fallible humans. So our parents made many fucking mistakes, as I make many mistakes. And so therefore, damage and trauma and is going to happen. And so when I was growing up and I was treated poorly by my parents, name called, you're fucking lazy or you're stupid or whatever things that would, not 24/7, but things that certainly would pop up. My protection mechanism was to shut down, and I would pretend that I didn't even hear them. Not only would I not talk to them, I pretended I couldn't hear them. And that kept me safe in this, you know, this little cocoon of silence. It's the only tool I had in my toolbox as a kid. At least I mean, later on in my teenage years, I rebelled a little bit and went to drugs and alcohol and partied and grew my hair long and all kinds of shit. But as a preteen, maybe even a little younger than that, the only defense I had was at least the only one I could find was to shut down. And so I took that into adulthood. I took that into my marriage. And why does it matter? Why is that important? Because if you're going through this laundry list of shit that you did wrong, and you're able to look back to your childhood and understand why you behaved that way, it takes the pressure off you. Now, you still have the responsibility of quote unquote fixing these things, but at least should allow you to stop thinking of yourself as a piece of shit, as someone who's just a terrible person. No, you had shitty teachers, you had shitty examples, you had shitty tools because no one gave you any real tools. You know, a good parent would have A, not belittled me and treated me like shit, but at times, but they certainly would have tried to teach me how to handle and deal with my emotions. I try to do this with my kids. I'm not great at it, but I'm a fuck ton better than my parents. And so if you're able to look at these things and see the nucleus of it, or the, sorry, not the nucleus, the genesis of it, like this started way, way back when, it can allow you to take the pressure off yourself and feel like it's not all your fault, right? These are learned behaviors or survival mechanisms that you developed because you had to, and no one taught you any different. And so then if you can sort of apply that to what you're going through and say, okay, I fucked up. I gave the silent treatment. That was a really fucking shitty thing to do, but I learned it way back when. And now, of course, the challenge is to unlearn or relearn or however you want to look at it. But it can hopefully allow you to take pressure off yourself because, again, we beat ourselves up so fucking bad in the beginning that if there is a little bit of or a small way of relieving some of that pressure, then we can hopefully start to feel a little bit better about ourselves, and maybe even a sliver of hope can arise and say, okay, I now see where this is coming from. I now see that it's wrong. I now see that it's not how a healthy person should be. Now I can learn different ways. Now, this is definitely part of the work and probably the hardest part of that work because my reactions, my silent treatment, my pouting like a fucking child was so second nature and natural to me. I mean, if you hurt my feelings, bam, silent treatment, go fuck yourself. I ain't talking to you. You fucking hurt me. Now I won't say that. I just won't talk. Right. And so it's lightning quick. It's second nature. And so this is again why there's a week, why week three of my program is the way that it is, which is drop into your body, because that's how you have to start regulating and stopping yourself before those lightning quick reactions and patterns happen. If you listen to the episode with Alex Korb, I think he's a neuroscientist, he talks about this. If you do literally just anything different, you can start changing the pattern and the habits. The circuits of the brain can be rewired. This is a fucking fact, and I think more than one person on this podcast that says it has said it is our brains are neuroplastic. In other words, they're malleable. We can change. It is possible. People say that, oh, people don't change. Bullshit. People that want to change, change. Is it easy? No, it's not fucking easy, but is it worth it? You're fucking A right. And I guess I'll sort of pause there because I'll say that when you start, or at least on that topic, when you start being able to, I'll shift a tiny bit. When you start being able to cultivate that pause, I think I've talked about this before, and live in that space of, and Viktor Frankl has that famous quote, you know, I'm going to butcher it, but the power that a man has lies between stimuli and response, right? That little area of someone pissed me off, how do I respond? When you can cultivate that, and again, drop into your fucking body, and then you can process emotions how you see fit in a proper way. Is it easy? No, it's not. It's really fucking hard, but it is very fruitful because what can then happen is once you learn how to do that with any kind of an emotion where you can pause and feel and sit with that emotion, then you can take on any emotion that you face. That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect every time. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be angry in a way that's, you know, a little bit over the top where you get pissed and tell someone to go fuck themselves or whatever, or you're not going to have a couple of days of deep depression, maybe, perhaps. I mean, those things can still crop up because life has a way of going, oh, you really think you got to figure it out? And here's a fucking curveball for you. But you'll at least be able to manage those emotions. And again, Jonesy talks about this in episode two. It's not control your emotions. It's not suppress your emotions. It sure the fuck isn't suppress them. It's sit with them. Invite them in. And I've been doing this a lot lately, and I'll transition a little bit more here to wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up, but and I don't think I'm going to bring up every again, if you're in the Discord server, you're going to know sort of some of what I'm talking about. And the divorce support from men group, I posted about this, but not to the nuance that I did in the Discord server, to some of the happenings. But recently, my ex-wife had two deaths in her family. Her dad's dad, her grandfather on her dad's side, and her aunt on her mom's side. And I'm sure many of you have experienced this. You're like, ah, fuck, what do I do? And I went to both, but the first one was the most challenging. I haven't seen a lot of those people in a very long time, and I honestly didn't want to see any of them. I see her parents a little bit more, but I haven't seen her brother and aunts and uncles and just a whole lot of people that I haven't seen in a very long time. I was not looking forward to it, to be quite honest with you, but I was able to sit with all the emotions around it and manage them and feel them, and not only before, but also after. And so that allowed me to be clear about my thoughts and about my actions and my intentions. And rather than let my emotions and my thoughts run amok, I was able to sit with them, soothe myself, get into logical thinking brain, and what I leaned on, why I went. There's more than one reason, but one of the big reasons that I went was, and I know this may sound silly, but fucking Ted Lasso. He has a quote that I can't remember what season or what episode, certainly, but doing the right thing is never the wrong thing. And as much as I did not want to face any of these people, I did not want to be around them, that it was going to be, and it was awkward and uncomfortable. I knew it was the right thing to do, not for her, give a fuck about her, not for anyone else. Maybe my daughter, my little one didn't go to either of these funerals, but my oldest did, and so maybe for her that was a part of it, but. Certainly for him, the grandfather that died, a veteran like myself, although a wartime veteran, I never even sniffed conflict. So, he was a good man and he deserved my respects. And so I went and did the right thing. But I was able to, all the emotions that came up, like I said, before and after, I was able to sit with and process. It didn't make me angry at my ex, even though she wrote me this really nice note and thanked me twice. She said, I appreciate you twice in the same fucking message. That didn't throw me. I mean, it made me, I don't know what it made me, honestly. I don't, it didn't really feel like it affected me at all. But if I hadn't processed all these other emotions, then something would have piggybacked or you know, snuck in, and it would have made me, those events would have shaped my life in terms of they would have made me have a bad day. They would have made me pissed off. They would have made me sad. And there was probably some of all of that in there to some varying degrees, although pissed off definitely wasn't one. Sad, yeah, maybe because, you know, this talking about family and her grandparents, her grandmother is still alive. They were together 75 years, and you know, some of that shit makes you reflect and miss your own family and things of that nature and think, man, I'm, you know, unless I do live to like, I don't know, 170 or what the fuck ever, I'm never gonna have that kind of a story. And so there was sadness for sure, but again, I was able to sit with it. There's so much pride in being able to have emotions and not have them have you. So in other words, if I'm sad over anything around this divorce, I sit with it and go, man, that's just fucking sad. You know, all this time sort of, I shouldn't say time spent together, but all this being around her more recently, of course, has brought up sadness and feelings of, you know, missing her and regret and things of that nature. But, not in a way that has made me debilitated or you know, put me in a fetal position, or it didn't even bring any tears. Not that That would be wrong or bad if I did, but I just didn't because I was able to just sit with it. It's just sad. It's sad. And then I go, okay, well, what about me? What do I got going on? What do I have to focus on? What can I do for me? And not in a selfish way, but in a, it's my fucking life. And so I have to decide what it's going to be like, what I'm going to experience, what feelings I'm going to have after I sit with these that are sort of not my choice in a way. I don't think you can choose not to be sad. It's just like Jonesy said, when we know if someone jumps out at you and scares the crap out of you, your body's going to respond. And so I think if you're going through a sad moment, if things bring up sadness like a funeral, then you can't avoid it, right? It's the question is, how are you going to handle it? And so, and I'll tie this back to the topic of this episode. When you are able to understand why you behave the way you behave in certain situations and certain circumstances, that is so much power that allows you to take further steps down this journey of being able to manage your emotions and not have them manage you. So I think that's all I have for this one. I want to wrap it up with by again thanking everyone for listening, but also asking you something I don't ever really do. If you are listening to this podcast and you're enjoying it, if you could like, subscribe, review, rate, comment, whatever all the things are. Oh, by the way, thank you to those of you that have commented via Spotify's Q&A. I got a nice comment the other day. I really ought to print that out and thank those people specifically, although I don't know, if people want their names mentioned, but I got a really nice comment on Spotify. And so thank you very much for that. And if you are enjoying this, if you could do those things, I think they help. I don't have a fucking clue, honestly. In terms of, I mean, it can't hurt unless you leave a shitty review or rate me very poorly. But I would think the more ratings that are good, the better it is for the show. But I really honestly have no fucking idea. I don't know how shows become popular. I really don't know. And I don't know that I have the capacity to dive into such shit. So hopefully that will help. And if you could do that kind of stuff, that would be appreciated. And if you do have anything that you would like for me to cover in any episode, please don't hesitate to reach out. A few folks have done that recently. And I've tried to find some guests to speak to some of those things, and I've been successful. So some of you that have reached out recently, I promise you that the things that you reached out about will be covered. Not every single one and every single thing, but I will always do my best to try and cover things that will help you, because that's the whole fucking point. So until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. Since my separation in July of 2019, I have done an incredible amount of work on myself. I've had many different therapists, life coaches, and went through different programs. I've taken all that I've learned and put it into my own program called Forged by Fire. If you are interested in having me help you navigate your divorce, please hit my website, risingphoenixdivorcecoach.com. I look forward to working with you.